Torah, if not before that. But what is Sharia? This word never appears in the primary Muslim religious sources as a term referring to political system. It does not refer to political system in Arabic. Sharia, the root of the term, appears in the Quran several times, referring to the rules of nature and the social life. Not only social life, nature and the social life. By time, Sharia became the common name of the body of Muslim jurisprudence relating to anything, anything from family law to international law. Sharia is as legitimate as Roman law. Both uses a body of established text and reason in order to produce or to further building from those. In today's pop culture, Sharia became equivalent with an absurd lifestyle image where a person marries four wives, stones the adulterers, and cuts the hands of burglars day and night. As if the Sharia says nothing else, and as if the Muslims care nothing else but marriage, fornication, and burglars. In fact, what we call Sharia is the body of man-made and God-made laws in the social life and the nature come together. Law of gravity is a part of Sharia. Law of traffic is a part of Sharia. Just as the law of gravity changes according to the place you are in the moon, the law changes. The laws of Sharia are flexible on the face of time and space. There are underlying principles indeed, and I may say that these principles are all what Islam says about politics. In a nutshell, these principles are justice, law and order, governability, reciprocity, and mercy. I will pass over these principles shortly and finish. All these principles can be summed up in justice. Justice is the backbone of the networks of social organizations Islam says something about. The Holy Quran invites Muslims to be just everywhere, from a father's conduct with his children to a ruler's conduct with his or her citizens. As father, as a just father is praised in Islam, a just justice or prosecutor, and a just ruler is praised also. Al-Adil, the just, is one of the beautiful names of Allah. Justice is defined in a rather different way in Quran. Justice is, with the language of Quran, putting everything in its right place. Putting everything in its right place. This may sound absurd at the first instance to you, but using a verb in its proper place in a sentence is justice.